Hey everyone, this is Dina Jones, one of the founders of Joe Bean Roasters. At Joe Bean, our mission, Coffee That Lifts Everyone, is about giving selling power back to coffee farmers, as well as purchasing power into the hands of our customers. Through our network of farmers, we're able to bring you naturally grown, amazing coffee directly. Our long-term farming partners negotiate pricing based on cost of production, as well as quality of product, not on fluctuating, unpredictable market prices. This enables them to create thriving businesses with bright futures. And our customers get empowered knowing exactly who grows their coffee and how, as well as knowing they are a part of a new, sustainable, global coffee network. To try our coffee, go to JoeBeanRoasters.com and be sure to check out our Perpetual Joy coffee subscription to receive a rotating selection of single-origin coffee delivered right to your door. Thank you to all our Rochester friends who have supported us and our farming partners so wonderfully over the years. You are making a difference with every bag.
Hey friends, Dario here. I hope you're all well. Thanks for listening to the podcast. On this episode, we welcome back to the show Adam Bearton, owner of Chicken Out, located at 37 Charlotte Street. We talked about the new restaurant, what to expect, and much more. It was a great talk, and we're just as excited as you to eat there when it opens very, very soon. Until then, enjoy the episode.
Anthony Bourdain, Ina Garten, Bobby Flay, Rachel Ray, Guy Fieri,
Guy Fieri,
Dario and Chris, deep in the heart of Rochester, New York. Hunger's a duo wielding jokes armed with forks. Nothing but the finest cuisine in the Empire State. Napkins down, pinkies out, enjoy a garbage plate. You've heard the others, now here's the best. A grade A cut above the rest. The funniest foodie friends you will ever find. But don't get it twisted. Their taste is refined.
I never know, so like these ones are just weird, and I think I started the last one exactly like this.
Yeah.
And we're over at Donut Chew. Check out that episode.
Please do.
Over in Baytown Plaza. Good people over there. Great Moki Nuts, right?
Yes.
All good stuff.
So good.
It's crazy, real quick, an aside. Since we went there, we had a croffle.
Okay.
So it's like a croissant. You know, they're combining croissants with everything now,
yes.
Which I am
croissant waffle is pretty fantastic.
I'm in favor of that for sure. Dick croissants and smashing everything.
Yes.
And so so we had a croffle. Croffle or croffle? I don't even know.
Croffle? Right. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like banana and Nutella. And since then, I've been having Nutella banana toast like every day.
Right.
It's like my thing now.
So you've been inspired by by your visit.
But it's getting me to eat bananas. I think that's really
I mean, that's important.
Potassium now, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I gotta like trick myself with chocolate and hazelnut.
Right. Yes.
It works though,
it
right?
It works. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. My body doesn't know. They're like, well, this is good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We are very excited. We one of the first guests on our show, probably what, like third or fourth?
Something like
maybe
that.
Second, even.
We were still zooming.
Yeah. First was Jimmy Z.
Jimmy
Z's number one?
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
No, it was.
It was Cluck If You Buck.
Cluck If You Buck.
Then Jimmy's.
Yeah.
Then there was somebody, and then straight to chicken. I think you reached out to us.
Top five for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the Zoom.
Yeah.
And again, was battling kids running into frame.
That's
and,
right. Yeah. I think you're in like
nothing's changed.
I think that episode's out. That episode's out there if you want to listen. And you were in like I think one of your children's rooms or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It was behind you. You know.
Like, every room is a mixed-use room in the house with yeah. kids. You
how
know?
Many kids do you have?
I have three kids.
Three kids.
All yep. the rooms
well,
are the
let
kids'
me just
rooms.
Say who we... So we're with Adam at Chicken Out.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we everybody. Didn't even say who we were.
Yeah, where are we?
You know who we are. You're listening. You clicked play. Yeah. So, but the other part, I guess it'll be in the description, so it right. won't be that confusing.
Okay.
But.
Well, hey, I'm Adam.
Yeah, yeah. We don't do this very often anymore, so
no.
it's very loose, but yeah. it's still great. You know, mm-hmm. I'd
it's
say
great.
It's still like we have fun. But so we're excited to have you again, man. It's been a while. You're one of our favorite people in the food scene for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank
and
you,
we're
man.
So happy for your success. And we're excited to see where we're at. Was it 37?
37 Charlotte Street.
Yeah, 37 Charlotte Street, where you've been located for a little while now.
Yeah, believe it or not, I bet you we're pushing almost 2 years in this building.
Yeah. Nice.
I rented the kitchen space that we're sitting in today from the East End Tavern, which is the old establishment.
Right.
We operated for almost a full year, and then the previous owner wanted to get out after COVID. He was just like done with the industry, and I had an opportunity to take over the entire building, and that's what we did last year. And I was like, here we go, applied for a liquor license, thought we'd get a floor plan and just get to building,
yeah.
and I waited almost a full year for a permit. I've been in construction for 6 months, and we're finally nearing the end here. So
yeah,
yeah. So what's projection?
Well, I mean, you know, it was April was the projection, so
yeah.
here we are in end of May. I think we're really gonna push and you know burn the midnight oil to try to capture Jazz Fest. So our target date
well,
is. June 14th, which we'll probably miss a little, but the weekend of the 21st, I think, is when Jazz Fest kicks off.
Yeah.
And in some way, shape, or form, we're going to have these doors open. A lot of things are still pending, like, you know, liquor license is almost there. I just got to send pictures in. Final CFO, electrical inspection, all these things that you learn about as you build out a building for the first time. So
yeah, yeah.
It's been a wild ride.
Yeah. So what's going to be like the vision? So like when somebody comes in and they're visiting your restaurant, what's it going to be like? Can you describe that?
Yeah. So I mean, my original vision for Chicken Out has not really changed. We've adapted to the market over the last few years, but you know, being stuck in the pop-up model, it was always the vision to like, you know, build the following, get a piece of property in downtown Rochester where we could, you know, invest into our
mm-hmm.
community and have a permanent location. So, you know, the vision is to create this wildly fun, enthusiastic space where people can come, know exactly what they're going to get, and have a great time right here in downtown Rochester. So,
yeah,
actually kind of perfect because we were talking about all the times you tried to get a building.
Yes.
Like the last time we talked, and
uh-huh.
finally you got it.
I know. I think I maybe dodged a bullet the last time we spoke because I was on track to sign a 5-year lease agreement in the
mm-hmm.
university location near
yep.
Black Button is where they are now. I was in that building for a while.
Oh,
maybe
like
it was after
in
that.
The spot that Black Button's in?
It used to be Joe Beam's, right?
Correct.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, got it.
And
yeah.
I was like, they had a beautiful kitchen.
Is there something there now or did Black Button just take
actually, that place is lit. So there's a cider place there. Nine Maidens is there.
Oh, the burger place is
the
coming.
The burger place
yeah.
is coming.
What's it called? Mood Burger or something like that.
Something like that. We're going to figure that out.
The new one in that stretch is Forno Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we just did the Mayor's Ball a couple weekends
yes,
ago, and they were
yes.
one of the vendors there. So
mm-hmm. yeah, we got
to meet those guys.
Hi, Nate Mayor. Can we get an invite to that Mayor's Ball?
Yes.
Come on. I got the best dressed guy in Rochester here. Come on. Let's
yeah.
get an invite.
We'll get you on the list. Man.
I promise
yeah.
I won't
yeah.
ask you too many hard questions.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's why. You're going to corner him, you know.
Right, right.
What about schools?
Yeah, that's right. He's like, I'm just having to have a good time. He's like, I think I see some chicken out over there.
Right.
Oh man, that's cool, man. I'm so happy that you found a good spot. I mean, you know, we were talking about that. I know that you kind of left no stone unturned. You were checking
mm-hmm.
out all the spots.
Yeah.
I know, you know, Blossom Road is available now.
I know.
I've heard some things about that location that
people
don't want to touch it.
It's
it would have been gone by now.
Yeah, it's kind of a hard, like, the fact that they don't have, like, a decent parking lot, they're sharing it with, like, residents.
But it's always been a neighborhood thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not that, it's similar to, like, say, Jack's Extra Fancy. They have, what, six spots, maybe?
Right.
You
that's
know?
True.
So it's neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have great parking here. Luckily, our tenants across the street allow us to use that parking lot. Street parking's free after 5 or 6.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, you know, welcome to downtown. It's city life. You know, you
figure it out. You got a garage not too far away.
Yes, yeah, Sound Street Garage.
It's not, it's not bad at all.
Yeah. We make it work, so... I'm thrilled to be in this location. I had no intention of staying here. It was like a year lease, which was a big deal for me. I've never signed a lease in my whole entirety of being in business. And I was like, all right, 12 months. And then in those 12 months, I could find a building. Little did I know, we ended up staying here. So
it was to kind of buy yourself some time then, right?
Yeah. Well, because as a pop-up, the logistics of running a kitchen and then moving every couple months, the kitchen changes, the locations change, the hours change. I mean,
right.
I was like restarting my business
staffing,
at every location.
Yeah.
So I needed security, like food deliveries and all that. And that was what this started out to be. And anyway, the neighborhood's great. A lot of development. We love our neighbors. And I think we're central, and that was my goal since the beginning. So
I think, this area especially has like kind of built up a little bit over the last couple of years. You got the Richmond not too far away.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you got the Little Theater. One of my favorite places, Goodman Bakes, is over there.
Yes.
Shout out to Goodman Bakes. It'll be open in August.
Yep.
Love you so much. I miss you.
Can't wait for you to come back.
Lucas, I love you. this is a great, Ugly Duck, obviously, too.
Ugly Duck's right around the corner.
Red. All these great spots, some people like are so against going to the city, eating, like going out on dates and stuff. It's you're missing out on all this great stuff.
This is like this is a perfect place.
This is where it's happening. All the action's happening right here downtown.
That's right.
There's a bunch of art galleries around the corner, a bunch of performance spaces, all types of stuff going on down here.
Yeah. So what, when you open the restaurant, Adam, are you planning a different menu? How are things going to change from like the regular model that you've been running?
Well, first of all, we're going to be able to finally serve both hot chicken and cold beer, which was my one-page business plan.
Yes.
Because those things are peas and carrots. So it'll be a full dining experience. And when I say that, we're going to stick with the fast casual model, meaning, if you were going to come in and sit down in the dining room, you'd come, you'd place your order at the counter, you'd get a number, you'd sit down, we'd deliver the food to you. Mm-hmm. So very similar to, the experience that we've, had the last couple of years. You'll have full service at the bar. And we're going to expand the menu, but I'm still staying very niche and true to the fried chicken menu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to stick to one thing and do it well. We got some fun additions already planned. Chicken and waffles may make an appearance as early as this week or next week.
I also noticed on your sandwich board, there's also fish happening.
Yeah, so
we do a fish fry.
We do a fish fry
Rochester's
every Friday.
Best fish fry.
Rochester's
right?
best. Beautiful. Apparently, nobody else is taking the crown.
Yes.
But I don't know if DNC did the competition. Usually, they do the March Madness.
It's usually around like April. Yeah, like Lent, March Madness time.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was ready to defend the title, but I didn't see that go on. Yeah. So we still
might
got
a
it.
Strike or something.
Yeah. I'll take it. 2 years running.
That's what we said when we won Best Podcast.
Yeah.
The next year they got
they just
rid
shut
of the
it
category
down.
Completely. So I'm like, I guess we're the
best. We're still the best. Yeah.
We release one episode a month and we're the best still.
Yeah. But,
man. Yeah. We're having the most fun for sure. I can tell
we are.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, it's awesome, man. I'm looking forward to seeing that. And one of the things, one of my gripes always is that I just want to eat it immediately.
Yeah.
And then I have to rush home, make sure that
for
it's still hot or reheating, things like that. So it's really cool to, get your food and be able to just sit down and eat it. That's
exciting. Well, I'll be honest with you, chicken out and fried chicken to go, they kind of, the name and the association works.
Right.
But 90% of our customer base has probably only experienced our chicken to go or delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And, the chicken that comes right out of the fryer onto the plate is why I started the business. And I think there's a lot of people that haven't even really tasted the true product. So
yeah,
right. Very excited to have hot fresh chicken and all of our southern sides available right when you walk in the door, and you can pair it with a nice cold beverage. And we got some cool drink menu stuff going. You know, we still got our Kool-Aids, and we have Kool-Aid on tap. Mm-hmm. Some nice local craft beers. We're going to be supporting our local community as always. And
Nutcrackers.
Oh yeah, the Nutcrackers. Yeah, those are, yeah. So we'll do our spin on those because, you know, those are dear to me from Brooklyn days.
Yeah,
you don't know what's in them, but
they always. Is that a New York thing?
That's where I was exposed to them.
Yeah, yeah. We would go down to like the beach or something, mm-hmm. Coney Island. Somebody would always be dragging a cooler full of those, you know, Nutcrackers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And there'd be some other guy doing Coke and Bud too. But, you know, that was like after dark. You know?
Right.
Kind of switch over.
Yeah.
But I was always too scared to get it. I don't know.
Anyway, I only drank them once or twice, but I. After a Yankees game, we got some because he was the best salesman I've ever heard. It was like a Shark Tank pitch.
Yeah.
And we bought two, then blacked out, don't remember the rest of the night. So
nice.
So, yeah.
So, sounds good. Like a plan.
They worked.
They worked.
Get some Welch's grape. The Welch's fruit snacks.
Yes.
that's the hookup, man. Those are the combo right there.
Yeah.
So things have been good?
Things are good. Things are crazy. You know, we're still running our, you know, 4-day operation, Thursday through Sunday, pickup and delivery. So, you know, still running a full-time operation along with building out a full restaurant. It's been absolutely insane. A lot of ups and downs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Feels like more downs than ups, but we're like kind of cresting here towards the end of the renovation. And to be honest with you, I started Chicken Out to do the interior renovation. I wanted to create a space that was cool and funky, that was my own.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I've waited 5 years to get to this point, and now we gotta like rush and get open. So
yeah.
But it's cool, you know, I'm laying all the tile, I'm doing a lot of the woodwork, we got a cool lighting design.
So are you designing it yourself? Is it
I worked with an architect for the floor plan and architectural stuff, because you know I entertained doing a rooftop at one point, which we're not doing.
I remember that
We settled for some garage doors
about rooftops.
Same
with Strangebird, they were talking about a rooftop, mm-hmm. over there too. I think it's too much of a hassle.
It's crazy.
It's a lot of work,
insurance,
and then there's all sorts of ADA compliance and points of egress and things that I didn't anticipate. And then at the end of the day, we would have had a little postage stamp on top of the roof,
right.
So there you go. And you can hear the saw running in the background. So
that's right. Yeah, we want to get some of the ambiance.
You're right.
We're in the kitchen right now. Yeah, we can't be out there because there's construction happening currently.
Yeah.
I walked in and I wasn't even sure if Adam was even in here.
Right. I'm covered in you know, sawdust or drywall dust instead of flour these days, but a lot of vendors show up and they're like, "Where's Adam?" And I'm on a ladder somewhere, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. No, it's good, man. Yeah, you're in it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. No, that's good.
I mean, it's definitely looking like a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, even
we're talking color scheme. We're going with the Chicken Out colors.
The reds and the whites.
Red, white, black is our colorway for sure. There's a lot of black happening in there, but we got 4 garage doors, 2 10-footers that are operational, so they'll roll up. You can watch the sunset.
That's cool.
A lot of stainless steel, industrial kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. I got some subway tile going and some neon accents, and it'll be funky for sure.
Nice Very cool.
Yeah
I'm looking forward to that, man. We'll definitely be here. I don't eat Chicken Out enough, but I get like a hankering for it, you know what I mean? I can't obviously eat it all the time, but I want to. And then like every couple of months it finally wins and I was like, I gotta go.
I do get nostalgic for those wait in line days.
Yeah.
Where you gotta get to wherever you were popping up like about like 2.5 hours early.
That's right.
Just chill out.
Right.
And get your food.
We went to the one at Bar Bantam that time.
Yeah.
And did what's the
spicy
hot?
The extra hot.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What's it called?
Yeah. Way too hot. Yeah.
Yes.
You cried a little bit. It was
great.
I remember that day. Yeah.
Everything. Yeah.
Well, we've actually had a demand for an even hotter spice level, so now we have a way too hot.
Really?
Oh.
And I'm working with a spice co-packer to solidify some of these recipes, and maybe we'll have them available on the shelves, even our sauces. That's all stuff that's in the works. So
offer some of the sauces now, right?
We do. We still hand make all of our sauces. Yeah. Everything is homemade here except our French fry. French fry is the only frozen product. And I think it's superior than a hand-pressed fry. That's just my own opinion. But You know,
don't tell the team.
We will not.
No, you know, when what you do is fries, yes. Should you, you know, blanch and yeah, store and, yeah. and refry? Yeah, you know, go through the motions. But, you know, everything on our menu has been delicately sourced. We use the best ingredients money can buy. And I'll still stay laser focused on that because I want to create this homemade feeling in a, you know, bigger restaurant. You know, once you grow into a restaurant, it's tough as you scale into bigger volume to, like, keep that homemade recipe.
Yeah.
So that's been a struggle. Like, we still make our mac and cheese sauce by scratch. You know, we get the roux, the whole, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you
know. Big batches, though.
We're making big batches. We make two big batches every single night, and that's just for one service.
Yeah.
And so a lot of labor of love goes into what we do, and I think that that's what makes us special, you know. It makes,
but I feel like Chicken Alley is kind of like a barbecue place where, like, they make a certain amount a day, and then it's like, you know, open till sold out type of place.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which I feel like is fine, you know? I don't know how you feel about that, but I think, like, for the barbecue, you know, how for restaurants like that, I think it works.
Yeah.
Because there's a finite amount of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
It's like, oh, well, you can't keep making it. I don't know. Maybe with the chicken you can.
But, so the tenders are obviously our biggest seller, right? We sell more tenders than anything, even though I created Chicken Out for bone-in fried chicken, because that's fried chicken to me. Those we rarely run out of. There is some sides and especially some specials that will just bring in a limited amount.
Right.
Like our Friday fish fry, we bring in a couple hundred pieces and that's it.
Because
we can only do so many and keep the quality that same. So so yeah, there we'll play into that. But as we, you know, as we become a restaurant, you know, now we got to play the restaurant game, and we got to be open, and we got to have food. So
it's been an adaptation
over the last few years.
Adaptation. That's gonna be the title of this episode.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, right. Come on,
Adam.
Adam
Volusia.
No, man, this is great. So we're looking at late summer. No, I'm kidding.
Mid-June.
I
call
businesses out, though. I'm just like, you sure about that?
Right. Well, everybody wants to know a date. It's like, when's the date? What's the date? Yeah. And I'm like, if I could physically give you one that was realistic,
we
should
have waited till the end, because then now people are gonna turn off the podcast.
Right.
He's not giving a date.
Yeah.
So.
No, we're shooting for the 14th. It'll probably be the 21st. We're going to do a friends and family. We're going to do a soft opening, try to work out some kinks.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do, you know, one of those two is going to be for our social media followers that have supported us all these years.
Yeah.
Like,
and
you
you got an amazing following.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You got so many loyal people out there.
It's been great, man.
Are you going to hide any eggs?
Eggs have to make a return.
Yes.
They absolutely
do. Yes. Yeah. There's so many people that follow us now that don't even know about the egg.
That's
or waiting in line for an hour before you place your order.
Well, don't. Yeah, they shouldn't know about the
eggs.
No.
No, our don't true loyal followers.
Day one. No, that's great, man. I always loved that, especially because it was such a roster thing, and you would put them in, like, distinctly roster locations.
Yes. Right.
And, like, some of them were really hard. I, you know, I'm a roster guy, and I'm like, sometimes I can't tell where those spots are. You know, it's just some tree in an alley. You know
right?
what I mean? So the eggs are making a comeback. That's exciting.
Big auto. Yeah. So many things in this business I've, like, you know, like, hiding the egg was something that I personally did on top of everything else, service, marketing, the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that. I would have,
you know, so I have to, like, outsource some of this. And
that built the hype, man.
Yeah.
It
was a fun part, and I don't want to lose that sparkle that we had, that, you know, and we're always stay focused on that fun aspect of the business.
Yeah, and to that, basically, like, how you feature some of your longtime and biggest supporters. I love that, too.
Yeah.
And you give back to them, which is...
Yeah.
Not many businesses do that, so it's cool.
Well, that's what it's all about, man. I started this because I was semi-frustrated with the hospitality industry. Like, you go out to eat, and you're disappointed with the food or the service or the lighting sucks or whatever. You know, there's so many things that you would pick, or I would pick apart.
Right.
And I'm like, I could just do this better. And now, 5 years later, I'm just opening my first location and wondering why I even did this. No, but, I mean, again... The whole point was to bring back something to Rochester that was nostalgic to me and the way that I grew up eating, and create a fun, cool place to be. So
it's awesome. The finally see it, man. It's gonna be great. People are excited about it, I'm sure. And how's the response been?
It's been great. I mean, yeah. Everybody's just, you know, biting at the bit to get this thing open. And so many times I've like tried to even further involve the community. Like, we were gonna do a crowdfunding thing to secure our first location and build it out. Mm-hmm. I was gonna put up a post and look for, you know, people that might be able to do some carpentry or paint or whatever, just like help us get over the finish line, and I'm sure we'd get a great response. But it's been a rough road to get to where we are today, but you know, we're like right there, you know. It's like the finish line of the start line, you know.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, then you go on vacation in 10 years, right?
Yes. 10 years, yeah.
As soon as the kids get into college, you can take a break.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. Are you, how's the pumpkin carving business going?
It's good. Thankfully, it's seasonal. So last year was my biggest year. It seems to be my biggest year every year.
You were on Hoda and Kelly, was that?
Yeah, Kelly and Mark. It is now.
Kelly and Mark. Yep. Okay. Mark.
So I got to get on there with them because they bring in one of the largest pumpkins in New York every year. And then that pumpkin comes to New York Botanical Garden where I carve and perform live. So I got a little snip on there. I got written up in the Wall Street Journal, or was it the New York Times? I forget. But
one of those fancy New York papers.
One of them. Anyway, I got great PR last year, and got viral on TikTok with some stuff. So that was cool. And the goal is to get this up and running and everything smooth, and then I can go do pumpkins again this fall. And
So you go September, October, or just October?
So last year was September and October, and it kind of bled into November. This year they're shortening the programming to just October, but then I always do other stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like I did Starbucks last year, I did BBC, and got some cool opportunities. So.
Do people like reach out to you, companies?
Yeah, because again, you know, I have a background in social media and marketing, so like I know how to put my name out there.
Sure.
And you know, you Google pumpkin carver, and I'm one of the top names out there.
Yeah,
and that's pretty cool. So, nice. Logistics.
Definitely.
It's madness, man. You know, I'm sometimes doing too much. Three kids, pumpkins,
it's fried chicken. It's your passion, right?
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. I mean, I travel with my wife, and, you know, she's very corporate, and, we went on a business trip, and everybody's like, so what do you do? And I'm like, I'm a pumpkin carver, and I fry chicken. So, it's like a completely normal career path.
As everyone does.
Yeah, right?
Some weird Mad Lib.
And they're like, wait a second, what do you eat? Pumpkin carver. So, it's cool, man. I've always been that way. I had to go, you know, against the grain, do things differently. So.
Yeah. I don't know if everybody knows that, but you're okay with people finding you. Give, if you're on social media, Adam Beerton, right?
Beerton, like a ton of beer, yeah.
Beerton, yeah. And you'll find all this amazing freaking work that he does. It's crazy. I love all the facial expressions, man. You do great work, for
Thanks,
sure.
Thanks, man.
No, it's awesome. Can you carve other stuff? Can you do like cheese or something?
I guess I could, you know, you could carve anything, really. I don't know why.
Just any squash.
Ice? Can you do ice?
Strictly squash, man. Strictly squash.
Right. Yeah. For some reason, it is kind of that way. Like,
everything's a little different. Right?
Yeah. It's an ephemeral art. So, like, you know, I spend 8 to 10 hours on a single carving and ends up rotting in 2 days versus like a piece of marble that could last hundreds of years.
Sure.
So maybe I should expand my horizons into other mediums.
Cheese, probably.
Cheese, yes.
Cheese. Still ephemeral.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you can refrigerate it, right?
You can refrigerate it, but you still should eat it sometime.
Yeah.
The next mayor's wall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheese sculpture.
Oh, you can do a cheese. The cheesy Malik.
Well, here we do.
Cheesy Malik.
We'll do like a Trojan horse type of thing, and you'll hide both of us inside.
Okay, and then that's your in. That's your ticket in.
That's right. We
just gotta get a giant pumpkin.
Fully dressed.
This is like the plot to Cinderella.
Yeah. Is that a thing? I don't know. Yeah,
do we have to wear glass shoes? That's what you're describing.
We'll leave one behind. Yeah. Who is that? Well, man, this is awesome, man. We love chicken out. We know Rochester loves chicken out too.
Mm-hmm.
And we're super excited to see the restaurant and to eat your product, man. We love your chicken, man. It's great. Those tenders are unbelievable.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited. I can't thank you guys enough and the whole community of Rochester enough for all the support over these years. It's been tremendous, and we're just getting started. So the best is yet to come.
Cheers.
Excellent.
Man. Social media, it's pretty easy to find you. It's just at Chicken Out, right?
Yeah, Chicken Out Rock is our
chicken
handle.
Out Rock, okay.
But we spell chicken with no E. And a lot of people say chicken in and out. I hear that all the time.
Chicken in and out?
I want to do one of those little bouncing balls. It's chick in out.
Yeah, like the syllables.
Yeah. Whatever.
You
call Susie if it makes you happy.
I don't care. Typed it enough in my phone that it'll auto-correct.
Okay.
If I put chick, it'll go in out.
Okay.
So it knows.
I don't even, good. You yeah, I put the C in and it comes up. Okay, you know me.
Yeah.
Internet.
Well, man, this is great. Thank you for sitting down with us. We appreciate you. We can't wait to see the restaurant.
Yeah.
Can't wait to have you. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. Now we'll let you get back to constructing.
All right.
That's right.
Back at it. Back to work.
Break's over.